Welcome back to the Power Hour. If you're just now joining us, we're talking to Dr. Edward Group, the founder of Global Healing Center, and a lot of the great products we have over at the Power Mall. Vitamin B is one of them, the B12, the Vegan Safe B12, the Detoxidine, the Oxy Powder, the Detox Foot Pads, among other things, all on sale over at the Power Mall. Check those out. We're going to talk about important subjects. Dr. Group has been doing some research on mindfulness, the mind, our state of being. Obviously, it's a stressful world. Obviously, even me on this radio show, for myself, my family, delving into this information, it can be overwhelming. You know, like Deborah Devera says, there's truth trauma to all this. So mindfulness, your state of being, is very important. And Dr. Group's done a lot of research on that. We'll get into that this hour. So go ahead, take it wherever you want to. There's the door. You open it and walk through it however you wish to, Dr. Group.
Okay, well, we might as well get started on mindfulness. I mean, I'm sure everybody's been hearing everybody. It's kind of a trendy topic now. We've been getting a lot of information, a lot of questions about it. It's like, what's going on with all this mindfulness stuff? Like, mindful this, mindful that. And, you know, I always listen, of course, but you know how sometimes you start getting these messages and more messages and more messages, and then finally it hits you and you're like, okay, people keep asking me about all this mindfulness. What's the deal with it? So I started doing some research into it, and it's pretty fascinating because mindfulness is, I mean, it's everything that's good for you and everything that heals you is in simplicity, right? I've been saying that for such a long time. Like, you can literally heal your body doing water fasting, rest, relaxation, sunlight, all this, just simple things. Like, it doesn't have to be difficult. And mindfulness is very simple, too. I mean, the definition is just the process of bringing your attention to the experience that's occurring in the present moment, right? Think about it. It's like decluttering your mind or just being present and focused. And I've always suffered since I was a kid. I was in counseling for, it was termed ADD back then. But think about how many conversations that you have every single day with your coworkers, with your wife, with your children, anybody on the phone, to where you get off and like 5 minutes later you can't even remember what you talked about. Or you have to ask you see your wife and you ask her the same question like five times and she's saying, this happens to me. And she's like, I just told you that. I just explained all that to you. I was like, when are we leaving to go on the trip again? We're leaving tomorrow for the 10th time. You know, that's the opposite of being mindful. It's when you're not bringing your attention and focusing your attention in the present moment. And what I realized is, you know, I'm doing this research project on this, is that the whole world right now is living in the opposite state of mindfulness. But it's actually being designed to take people out of mindfulness, because when you're not practicing mindfulness, when you're not being present, when you're not being focused, you're easy to control, you're easy to put in a state of anxiety, into a state of depression, into a state of disease, dis-ease. What's happened is we have become intelligent, but we haven't become wise. And that is one of the things that has been set up on purpose to control the population moving forward into the future. I'll give you an example of a quick test for mindfulness. Close your eyes and imagine that you're holding an apple in your hand, right? You're focusing on the apple. Feel the heaviness of the apple that's in your hand. Like you're really paying attention. You're in the present moment. You're being mindful of the apple that's in your hand. So you can actually feel the weight of it. Rub your hand around the outside of it to feel the size of it. And you're thinking about it in your head with your eyes closed. Then lift the apple up to your nose and smell the apple. So you're utilizing your senses and you're getting a sense of the smell of that apple. Then put the apple on your lips and just rub the apple on the side of your lips so your lips get to feel the texture of the apple. Then open your eyes and look at the apple. See the different colors. Does it have little yellow or golden stripes in it? Does it have reds or oranges in it? You know, look at the apple. Then take a bite of the apple or put energy into it. Thank the apple. Be grateful for the apple. Think about where the apple came from. Did it come from Washington or Oregon? Think about that apple when it was sitting on the tree growing, and then it was picked, and then it traveled all the way to you, and now you're holding that apple in your hand. And then you take a bite of the apple, and you feel the juices coming out into your mouth, and you feel the consistency while you're chewing the apple. And then you chew the apple and continue to chew the apple, and you feel it swirling around in your mouth and mixing with the enzymes in your mouth, and you can feel the enzymes breaking the apple down, and you can feel the power and the vibrations of the apple, the healing vibrations of the apple, and the taste changes. And then you swallow the apple. That example is what mindfulness is. That's what you call being mindful. So how many people do you know that every time they eat, that's the process they go through?
Hardly any. I know I don't. I mean, very rarely. Sometimes, but very rarely.
So being mindful has a lot to do with the healing process, because all healing is a vibration. The way that we live our life, like that song, good, 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 good vibrations, that's what we should be thinking about all the time, like everything that we do in our life. Okay, this food that I'm eating, is this going to give me a positive, high vibration? Because when you look at the healing modalities and you look at how the body heals itself, and you also look at how the body gets disease or develops disease, it's nothing more than a vibrational energy field. If you have high positive vibrational energy field, then you're going to be in great health. If you have low negative vibrational energy field, then you're going to be sick and diseased. So, the food that you're eating, is the food that you're eating causing a positive vibrational frequency of healing, or which would be live foods, fruits, vegetables, anything that comes from the earth? What do you think a negative or a low vibrational food would be? That would be anything microwaved, cooked, processed, canned. For example, meat. You know, people say, oh, well, I'm not going to eat meat. You know, meat is bad for you and all this. So we're not looking at the meat per se, but imagine this. Imagine this cow. This would be mindfulness and how a meat can affect your vibrational energy patterns in your body. So this cow goes to the slaughterhouse, usually a week before it's slaughtered. It sits there and listens to all of its friends scream and cry. It's in a state of fear. It's in a state of anger. It's in a state of aggression. All of those, picture your house full of negative vibrational frequencies, and it's all compiled and compressed into the size of a BB. That's all of these negative vibrational energetic patterns are infused, and then that cow gets slaughtered. Death is infused into the meat. All of these negative vibrational patterns are infused into the meat. Then that meat might go to a supermarket. Then from the supermarket, that meat might go to a restaurant with a chef. Let's say that chef got divorced a couple days ago, and that chef is suffering from massive anger, massive resentment, massive fear, massive, you know, all these negative emotions, and he's sitting there cooking your meat. Those energy vibrations will go into the meat. And then all of a sudden, you're eating that meat at your table. And what people don't realize is energy transfers. We know that. Science has proven that. So you're sitting there eating what looks to be like a steak, but what you're eating is a compressed chunk of very low vibrational energy patterns that has been infused with all of these negative emotions and all of these low vibrations. So what do you think happens when you eat that? All of it brings your own healing vibrations down, and you suck in all that anger and that fear and that resentment and that aggressiveness and all the stuff that that animal or that food product received from the time that it was, you know, picked or slaughtered or whatever, all the way to the time that it comes into your body. So that lowers your vibrational field. then you have thoughts and emotions too. I mean, what, you know, depression, and, you know, if you're going through that, do you think that those are high vibrations or low vibrations? You know, depression, anxiety, fear, resentment, jealousy, all of those. Those things that people are suffering from now all the time, all that's doing is lowering your vibrational energy fields. That's why we know stress now and all these emotional or mental conditions lead to disease, because it's lowering your body's vibrational fields. On the opposite of that, you can have very positive emotions which raise your vibrations, happiness, joy, peace, love, doing things you love to do, laughing. You know, those, there's always a positive and there's always a negative. You have high vibrational food, low vibrational food. High vibrational emotions, low vibrational emotions. High vibrational healing modalities, which would be, it all dates back still to the same of all these chemicals, all these toxins, all of this stuff that comes into your system. Those are low, bringing your vibrations down. Those are bringing your healing vibrations down. That's why cleansing the body, fasting, when you eliminate all of those toxins from your body, it brings back the good vibrations. It brings back the ability for your body to vibrate at a higher frequency. Supplements, the difference between taking a toxic supplement, multivitamin full of fillers and excipients that you get from the drugstore, which actually brings your vibrations down, as opposed to taking a supplement which is organic or a really good, highly high-quality supplement, which is going to bring your vibrations up. So the root cause of disease out there is nothing more than when it gets down to it. Yeah, we know the cause of disease is all the toxins in the bed and the food and the air and the water and all the stuff and the emotions and everything. But the root cause of how disease actually manifests itself is the healing vibrations that you're going through. So being mindful, you know, like mindful eating, you know, being mindful at work is just being present and not being so cluttered and not having to deal with so many different things. I mean, we should be loving souls. We should be happy souls. Meditation is one of the fastest ways to bring up your energy stores in your system. So basically, that's kind of some of the research that I've been doing is looking at the energy vibrations and when people are under stress and how the being mindful can raise your own vibrations in your body and how other things can raise your own vibrations in your body. And believe it or not, that actually brings me back to the pineal gland, because while I was looking at all the vibrations in the body, guess where the highest vibrations in your body are all the time?
Got to be the pineal gland.
The highest vibrations in your body at all times are your third eye, and it's because the pineal is bathed in super highly charged. This is in medical journals. The pineal is bathed in highly charged cerebrospinal fluid. It has more blood flow per cubic volume than any other organ in the body. It's the gland with the highest concentration of energy in the body. So a healthy, activated pineal gland is connected to your spirituality. What's more positive than that? What can give you a higher vibration than a connection with God?
Let me pause you, Dr. Group. Let me pause you right here, because this is fantastic information. So let's break this up for the audience for a second, and then we'll continue with the pineal gland. Let me summarize here and maybe ask you a question. You correct me where I'm wrong or add to takeaway. So we've had other people on talk about quantum fields, quantum physics, quantum energy, that really the whole universe, everything we look at, even this chair, we think it's a chair, but it's really a set of energetic expressions. It's not really a chair per se, but it's energy. And so the breakup of our health, our body, it comes down to energy. Our lives become energetic expressions of our vibrational fields. Is that kind of accurate what you're saying here?
That's exactly accurate of what I'm saying.
Okay. So then when you mentioned meat and eating steak and things like that, are you saying that it's not good to eat meat, or you have to eat meat or live your life in a more mindful way? What are you saying there?
Well, I mean, I am saying it's not good to eat meat, but I'm also saying I don't think that people, you know, everybody's different. And, you know, I had situations in my bowel for a long time. I was a huge meat eater growing up, and so it took its toll on me. It doesn't happen for everybody. What I'm saying is that no matter what you eat, it's not, you shouldn't just look at it as whether it's a protein source or a meat source or anything. You should be mindful also about what that plant went through or what that animal went through to get to your plate, because what's not being talked about, I mean, yes, meat contains hormones, it contains antibiotic residue, it contains prescription drug residue. Meat has automatically, when you cook it as well, it loses its vibrational frequencies, and so it's not healthy. No, it's not healthy to eat meat. But instead of looking at what are all the chemicals and all the toxins in meat, which actually, you know, help to lower the vibrations, what I'm talking about is all of the negative emotions that the cow had to go through during the slaughterhouse, and how those vibrations of anger and hurt and aggression and resentment and all that, those vibrations of death, actually death has a vibration. So the vibration of death actually gets into the meat. That's what I'm saying.
Because
quantum energy fields, everything is an energy field. Your thoughts, your words, Masaru Emoto proved that with his studies on water, where he thought different thoughts into water, and it changed the structure of the water into a crystal. We know, I mean, I'm not making this up. Like, what I'm talking about is scientifically based. There's no doubt that fear creates a negative vibrational pattern. There's no doubt. And there's been plenty of studies that have done on plants, right? They take two plants, and and on one plant they walk up to it every day and say, "I hate you. You will die." And then on the other plant they say, "I love you. You are so beautiful. You have a soul." And that plant just goes crazy and the other plant dies, right? That is a vibrational frequency. And this goes back to ancient alchemy as well, where, you know, they never picked plants or planted seeds in a negative state. Like, if they were feeling negative, they would actually meditate and get in a really positive, loving state before they picked the plants or before they planted the seeds.
So this goes also the Bible: as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Whosoever, you know, basically whatever you believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. So basically, you're just adding more detail to those same ancient scriptures.
Well, I'm just trying to translate it into the everyday things that we do, right? Because if you just pay attention and you become mindful of yourself and you say, "I'm going to live today in a high vibrational state, and everything that I do today, I'm going to keep myself in a high vibrational state, and the decisions that I make today, I'm going to try to make the decisions that are going to bring me a positive vibrational energy." So if I'm throughout the day and I'm choosing something for breakfast, I want to put my own energy. Now, this is a thing that you have the power to do, is you can also put your own energy, your positive energy fields, into the things that you're doing. You know, if you become angry, you're recognizing that. Or if someone else is angry, you're not allowing those negative vibrations to affect you. So it's more or less just being mindful of that everything that you do is based on an energy field. And you just have to ask yourself, is this a positive energy field that's coming into my body that's going to raise me up? Or is this a negative energy field that's going to lower my vibrations?
Now,
it's impossible to always have positive everywhere, because we live in a world, right? I mean, we have 5G everywhere, we have chemicals everywhere, we have toxins everywhere. But that's why we have solutions for all this stuff. And we also have the ability to make choices. We have free will. That's the 80-20 rule. As long as you're keeping your vibrations high 80% of the time, the other 20% of the time is just natural stuff that you're going to have to deal with. So that's kind of the message.
Let me ask you about GMOs. We got about 2 minutes before the break about that. GMO, you know, obviously things like tomatoes or peppers or corn that's really grown non-GMO. That's natural. It's been around for thousands of years. Even some sources of wheat, ancient wheat. All these things done in a mindful way, harvested in a planted and harvested in a mindful way. They add vibration. They add life. Bread is the staff of life, it's been said. Where do GMO fruit and vegetables come in? Do they have, obviously they must have different vibrations.
They have lower vibrations because their code has been manipulated by man, right? So, and actually our God-given DNA code is being manipulated by man through the compounds that they're spraying in the air, through the compounds they're putting in the water, through the 5G and electromagnetic frequencies that they're exposing us to. So they're trying to actually do the same thing and genetically modify us. And it's working because they can do that also through genetically modified foods, because that's been shown to create changes within our own DNA and within our own cells.
Modify us to do what? Modify us to what? Like transhuman? Like did merge with robots? What do you mean?
Number one, be easily controllable. Number two, be non-aggressive. And number three, be dependent upon the government. And number four, not be able to think for ourselves or to be able to just have to rely on the government to take care of us. And beyond that, yes, there probably is some cyborg stuff going on. At least I've talked to a couple scientists that said that there's already been nanoparticles being injected in vaccines. I don't know if that, I don't have proof of that, but these are pretty reputable people. And it doesn't take too much time to just look up the nanoparticle technology that's been progressing and what they can do with nanoparticles these days. Nanoparticles that can transmit frequencies. I mean, if they have the ability to kill you instantaneously or create disease or cure you instantaneously, they pretty much control you.
Mm. There's the music. The other side, that more with Dr. Group will get into pineal gland. This is a very important cutting-edge information, ladies and gentlemen. The root cause of creation really lies within us and our ability to connect to our Creator. There you go. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com. Stay tuned on the other side. More with Dr. Edward Group.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM Sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, thepowermall.com, where we get the fuel to put in this truck that drives down the internet highway of life, so to speak. We're talking to Dr. Group, Edward Group. His great products from the Global Healing Center are all on sale over the Power Mall. They include Oxy Powder, great Oxy Powder, very important product for the intestines, colon. Everybody should be involved with that, some sort or another. The Detoxidine, talk about the thyroid, the iodine, the pineal gland, the vitamin B12, the detox foot pads, and other things, all at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, plus all the other great products you can find there, thepowermall.com. Thank you so much for your support. Getting back to Dr. Group, we were talking during the break, and it seems like to me we're coming at a point in our existence, in the world, history, whatever you want to call it. There's a big clash of ideas, of concepts, and what it means to even be mankind's existence is even coming to question with some of the things we've talked about. And I'm of the feeling that we're either going to push through this and connect with creation, connect with the universe, connect with our creator, connect with God, or we're going to stay disconnected and suffer kind of the results of all these bad thoughts, these bad creations, and these things that you're describing. Our solution is within us. God has put it within us, in our DNA, in our soul, that if we can connect and create something really different where we go out, that's really the dark secret to this other side, whatever you call them, whoever you call them who is doing this. This is the dark secret to them that they do not want you to know, Dr. Group.
Yeah, so when I just say they and them, it's really like the dark, the dark side of the people that are, you know, underground running things that have no positive influence or interest in the safety of our lives, the progression of us spiritually,
joy,
mentally,
happiness,
physically. You know, basically the opposite of God, you know what I mean? that are living their life the opposite of what we should be living, and trying actually not only living their life, but actually pushing those things on us to take us away from our true nature. And not only us, but the world itself. They're poisoning the waters of the world. They're poisoning the lands of the world. They're chopping down all the trees in the world. They're poisoning the air that we breathe. And it's really a sad situation. But you know what? I am always living in hope. And I'm a believer, and I believe that we all have the power in us to create change, and we create change in our own lives, and we become more spiritual. And the good news is that this is just a phase. I mean, you know, they're having a hard time, you know, winning this battle because people are waking up. And I think we're about to come into a whole nother high spiritual age here. We're coming into the golden age, and this is just the last part before we transform into that golden age. So I look at everything as a positive. You know, yes, we've identified all these things that are happening, but the thing with people is if you know, right, if you know the things that are going to cause disease, if you know the things that are going to reduce your spiritual ability, if you know the things that are going to react to, that create the negative stresses in your life, then if you know the root causes of the disease process, then that's it. That's all you need to know. I mean, what you just do cleansing your body a couple times a year, you avoid all those chemicals and toxins, you spend more time in meditation and prayer. I mean, it's not a difficult process to understand. The good thing about your listeners and a lot of the other listeners that listen to, that are involved in the natural health or that listen to these kind of scientific-based techniques that have been used for thousands of years. I mean, look, every single religious text that I reviewed when I was studying fasting, they all did a cleansing process. Still to this day, many religions do cleansing of the body every year or maybe multiple times a year. It's just that we've been led astray, like we've been led down the wrong path. But it's very easy to get back on that path, and it's just paying attention to yourself, you know, taking the time to be mindful, taking the time to pay attention when someone's talking to you, and paying attention to yourself especially, and avoiding the negativity and avoiding all those negative things out there, or not letting them affect you, let's say, and then just, you know, helping generate that positive energy field that we all need to raise the consciousness of the planet.
Let me transition a little bit. Let's talk about a couple of your products. We got about 20 minutes to go. The B12, which I think is fantastic, and the Detoxidine. Let's focus on those couple products. Why would somebody take them? What is unique about yours, and why should they take it?
I absolutely love B12. It's a funny story because people were saying, you know, writing into me for years, like, hey, should I be on B12? And then I did a huge research project on that, and I was just in shock. And then I started taking B12 ever since then, because we're finding more and more now, all the research is showing that pretty much everybody is deficient in B12. And you have anxiety, you have obsessive compulsive disorder now that's linked to B12. B12 actually helps with your melatonin production. It helps with your serotonin production. Right now, there's been over 400 or so studies that are linking B12 deficiency to anxiety and depression. It improves your mood. It improves so many different things that are going on inside the body. And it isn't created by plants or animals. I mean, B12 is actually created by a soil-based bacteria. You could say it's kind of similar to a probiotic, but the term B12 is actually like a catch-all to describe the group of vitamins known as cobalamins. And most of the stuff out there on the market is going to be cyanocobalamin. But B12 in your body breaks down into methylcobalamin and adenosylcobalamin. And those are the two types of B12 that are actually utilizable in the body. And normally you would say that B12, you know, there's a big controversy about, well, I'm vegan or I'm vegetarian, you know, I can't absorb B12. And it's not what we're finding. It's not that you're not getting B12 in the food that you're eating, but it's that you're not absorbing it, because it goes through a really long digestive process that begins in your mouth. So like when you take in any food that contains B12, your saliva actually has proteins that protect the B12 from the gastric acid in your stomach. And those, that's why, again, being mindful and chewing your food till it's a liquid before you swallow it is extremely important. And then when you swallow your food, it has to, you know, your stomach has to actually, there's a whole process, but the actual B12 will bind to what's called intrinsic factor, and that'll transport it through your duodenum, your jejunum, to the ileum in your intestinal tract, and that's where you have the receptor sites for B12. But if your stomach acid is weak, you're not going to produce intrinsic factor. If you have gastritis, if you consume alcohol, if you have any ingestion of MSG, if you drink lots of coffee, if you're under a lot of stress, smoking, any acidic conditions can destroy B12. And that's not even talking about like high fructose corn syrup as well as a source of mercury and can alter the small intestinal wall, the nutrient absorption. GMO foods have been shown to reduce to block the absorption of B12. So, I mean, when you add up all of the different things that can affect the absorption of B12, including gluten, which I forgot to mention, and wheat, and harmful organisms actually as well, because now candida and even tapeworms are notorious for stealing your vitamin B12 from you before it gets absorbed. So all of those factors and many more are what is what's causing so many people to be deficient in B12. So if anyone out there might be having anxiety, they might be having fatigue, you know, loss of energy, irritability, memory loss. They might feel like they're distracted. They have constipation, sadness. I'm trying to think of mental cloudiness, brain fog, anything like that, burning sensations, cold. Like another sign is like when you're really cold, your hands and feet are cold, and you'll be in a room with 10 people and the air conditioner will be on. And you'll be cold and nobody else will. All of those things. There's so many misdiagnoses out there that people go to their practitioners and they get diagnosed for any of these things and get put on medications. And it's really the simple thing is that they're just B12 deficient.
Let me ask you about B12 shots. My other uncle, not my uncle Kevin here, but I have another uncle. Once a month, he takes a B12 shot. When he gets close, my aunt kind of makes fun of him because he's getting moody and whatever. It's time for your shot. It's time for your shot. How does that compare, these B12 shots compare to the liquid B12 that goes under your tongue, that we're talking about?
So the B12 shots, some of them still contain cyanocobalamin, and cyanocobalamin is cyanide bonded to a cobalamin molecule. Now, there are shots now that are the methylcobalamin shots, but most people would rather not get shots. I mean, and so we had to actually develop a microencapsulated form of sublingual B12, but not only did we put the methylcobalamin in there, we also put the adenosylcobalamin. When B12 in its normal state breaks down inside your body, it breaks down into two cofactors, and the two cofactors are methylcobalamin and adenosylcobalamin. Not only that, but you have to think about how is your B12 processed. So when we looked at developing a B12, because we couldn't find one out there that met all of our standards, I wanted a certified organic B12. I wanted a vegan-friendly B12. I wanted a B12 with methylcobalamin and adenosylcobalamin in there. I wanted it microencapsulated so it would be able to make it into the small intestine and be able to be absorbed properly in the body. I wanted to add, you know, energized trace minerals in there with it. So we actually took all the things that we wanted to see in a B12, and actually took us about a year and a half, but we actually developed that process of microencapsulating the B12 with a certified organic vegetable glycerin with triple distilled water and made sure it was certified organic. We actually were the first ones to get certified USDA organic seal on our label. So one shot, ml of our vegan safe B12 is the equivalent of one shot usually, depending on. Sometimes they do 2,000 microgram shots, maybe even more in some cases. But each dropper full of ours is equivalent to 1,000 micrograms.
So basically what you've told me
is 2,500 micrograms.
So basically what you've said is everybody listening probably needs this B12. That's basically what you said.
And you know what? When I finished my I was not taking B12, I have to admit. I mean, I was in all my juices and all the other stuff. But when I finished my research project on B12, I take B12 all the time. I mean, it helps me out tremendously. I take it pretty much every day. Yeah.
We got a little over 12. We got a little over 10 minutes left. The B12 is over at the Power Mall. You've mentioned coffee just quickly before we go to the detoxidine. I've heard this back and forth. Some say coffee helps you live longer. Coffee's good for you. Some people say it's the worst thing ever for you. Where do you fall there on coffee?
Yeah, I get to ask that question all the time, and it's like you can ask that question with everything, right? Like you can say milk. What's going on with milk? Is it healthy? Is it not? Well, if you raise your own goat or your own sheep, and you're loving to that sheep or that goat, and you pet it every day, and you give it good love, and you collect the milk raw and you drink it, is that going to be a good milk or a bad milk? Yeah, that's going to be a good, powerful, positive energy vibration milk. Then you say, okay, is the milk good for me that I get from the grocery store every day that's not organic, that came from a huge milk operation where the cow had mastitis and there's all kinds of pus in the milk and there's all kinds of chemicals and antibiotic residue and there's all kinds of other stuff. Yeah, that milk's going to be bad for you. So with coffee, I mean, coffee is a natural plant, but what we've identified with coffee is that 90% of the world's coffee supply is heavily sprayed with pesticides and insecticides. It goes back to the tobacco debate as well. Like when that, I can't remember that research group that was doing the studies on Tabasco. This was like tobacco, like 15 years ago. And they sent in the Marlboro cigarettes, and they had 680, they identified 680 toxic cancer-causing chemicals that they identified inside the cigarette. So, you know, and then they said, you know, they did all the studies. Tobacco's been used for like thousands and thousands of years. Nobody ever got lung cancer, right? I mean, it's been in every single culture, from the Indians, the Romans, to every, you know, culture as far back as you can see. They found it in the tombs, even with hemp as well and honey. So, you know, is tobacco bad for you? Well, there's no evidence it's a plant that is bad for you. Is tobacco with 680 cancer-causing chemicals sprayed on it bad for you? Yes, it is. So it depends on what, you know, what you're putting in and where that individual thing came from. I mean, I drink coffee. I drink organic coffee. I drink artisan coffee, like very unique, hand-picked beans that that are certified organic, fair trade, and all that. But then you have to also ask the question is, how much is too much, too? Because, I mean, you can drink a little bit of something every day and not be that damaging to you, but then you could take a natural compound, too, and take a lot of it every day, and it might actually cause damage to you. For example, Cascara Sagrada or Senna or Psyllium Husk. A lot of people take those for to move their bowel or as natural laxatives. Well, they take them. They take them every day. They take them twice a day, and those actually ruin and degrade your intestinal lining and your bowel, and can cause permanent damage in your bowel for the rest of your life. So, that's kind of a trick question, but it's a very good question. It's just like, limit your coffee intake if you're going to drink coffee. Make sure that you're getting the coffee from a good organic source. And there have been a lot of studies that have come out on coffee to say that it extends your life. I mean, it's good for the cardiovascular system, you know, but then you can also drink too much and then get in a state of anxiety because of too much caffeine, and then that's going to be bad for your body. So
is this like wine?
Everything should be regulated.
Is this like the same debate about wine? You know, they say, oh, wine's good for your heart or whatever. Well, so is grape juice. You know, real grape juice, organic grape juice, is very good for you. It's got the, you know, so it's the same. So is there something in coffee that, I know we don't want to go down this line of conversation here, but it's kind of similar in my mind. Well, grape juice is good for you just like wine. Wine has some benefits, but it also has alcohol and can be damaging to you. But yes, it has grape juice in it. That's why it's good for you. That's kind of how I look at it, but I don't know.
That's exactly exactly how to look at it. I mean, the grape juice is going to be actually more beneficial than the wine will, and the only reason for that is just that let's say a small amount of wine might not be that bad, but you still have to recognize that the alcohol is considered a toxin in our body. The way that the body processes alcohol and the liver process it, it is a damaging substance. It's a low vibration. Alcohol is an endocrine disrupting chemical. So, you've taken a grape in its natural form, and then you've used a man-made process to ferment that into another man-made substance, which would be alcohol or wine. Or any type of alcohol for that matter. So alcohol is definitely not good for you. I mean, maybe a half a glass of wine or a glass of wine a couple times a week or something like that. But it's not going to be a high vibrational beverage that you can put in your system.
All right, let's go to the Detoxidine. You talked about the pineal gland, the thyroid gland. I love your iodine product, the Detoxidine. Talk about the benefits of this. Why and who should look to this?
Well, that's another thing. I mean, it's like B12. I really believe that the majority of people, and this has been backed up by Dr. Brownstein's research and many others that have been testing people for iodine deficiency for the last 15, 20 years. And I believe that probably 90% of the world's population are deficient in iodine. We know that studies have shown that iodine deficiency affects, 15 million children of the world, which I think is way above that. Most pregnant women are deficient in iodine. It's the number one reason in the world for mental retardation is iodine deficiency. It is heavily associated with some of the same symptoms you see with vitamin B12 deficiency. It's associated with ADD, ADHD, and autism. It's needed for every single cell in the body. White blood cells need iodine to fight infection. It helps repair your adrenal glands from stress. One of the things that I'm super excited about, which I've just been getting information on, is that we've been trying to combat the whole, what do you do for this 5G? Like, what do you do for these smart meters? What do you do to protect yourself? Yes, there's clothing, there's paints now that you can paint inside your house. But there is anecdotal evidence now, and there's even YouTube videos of people that have electromagnetic hypersensitivity syndrome, which is recognized on the World Health Organization's website right now. They don't call it a disease, but it actually is on there because people are suffering from it. And these people are saying that they've tried everything out there, and the only thing that's working for them is iodine.
Wow.
Which is incredible. But iodine has been known to be one of the substances for ionizing radiation. Even though the cell phones and all this other stuff is not ionizing radiation, these people are getting, the only thing they're getting results from now for this hypersensitivity syndrome is with iodine.
Now,
iodine adjusts naturally also the pH levels in your system, which is extremely important when you're talking about disease.
What about pineal gland, iodine in the pineal gland?
So, halogens, the bromine, the chlorine, the iodine, the fluoride are all halogens in the periodic table. The only good one in there is iodine. So we're seeing with the accumulation of bromine, which is in foods everywhere, the accumulation of fluoride in all kinds of waters, and chlorine as well, all of those have an affinity to go up to the pineal gland, and they coat the pineal gland, and they call it a calcification of the pineal gland. Now, as we were talking about, the pineal gland is extremely energy sensitive, and so the only thing that we've found and researchers have found that will decalcify or that will repair the pineal gland is iodine. And you're also seeing so many people with thyroid conditions out there right now as well. Iodine, no hormone, by the way, in the body can be produced without adequate iodine. Think about that. Iodine is responsible for all of the glandular tissue in the body. So estrogen inhibits the absorption of iodine. And think about all the endocrine disrupting chemicals we have now. Think about all of the hyperestrogen syndromes we have now. All of the frogs, you know, all of the so much phytoestrogens in soy and all these estrogens. We have estrogen dominance right now. All of these things inhibit the absorption of iodine. That's why it's so important to me. It's one of my staple products. If I was to recommend one thing for people, because iodine will increase the excretion of bromine, fluoride, chlorine, mercury, and lead, by the way, and bromide, like I said, from the urine. Dr. Circus actually did some research on that. So it is one of my staples. I would suggest, like, if you only had two or three things, I mean, iodine would definitely be one of the things that people need. So it is just an incredible mineral supplement that most people are deficient in.
We got about a minute or so, maybe 2 minutes. The Detoxidine at the Power Mall and the Vegan Safe B12, both there, among all the other great global healing products at the Power Mall on sale this week, just absolutely essential. Okay, in the time we have remaining, Dr. Group, I don't like to inundate the audience with negative stories or what have you and have people. I don't want to lower their vibration. I want to make them aware. Hopefully people can choose a better way, or I think the future is bright despite all these things. I see something coming in the distance that we are reaching for, that we will as a species be able to grab hold of or get through. I want your perspective on this. Where are we going? Give us a little bit of hope as we go into the weekend.
It all boils down to how you view things. I know people that like watch TV and get all caught up in all this drama and stuff, and then they get caught up in their social life and all this drama, and it's like you hear them talk and it's just so negative, everything's so negative, or they're talking about people behind their back, or they're upset about the political things that are happening, or they're
about 30
it's
seconds.
It's so negative. So this is the thing, it's so easy to change. You can change right now. Just always keep good, positive, tell yourself you love yourself, keep positive vibrations coming in, and start looking and being aware and being living in the present moment.
Very good. Awesome. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Dr. Group. God bless you and God keep you in what you do. And we look forward to talking to you again.
All right. God bless.
All right, everybody. Have a fantastic weekend. Remember, we want you to be happy, joyful, healthy, successful, and free, just as God intends you to be. God bless you. Have a great weekend. The Power Hour, thepowermall.com.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora, because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora.
When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivore Research International.